There's a part of the brain that appears to specialize in recognizing mistakes. It's been called the oops center. It becomes very active when we lock our keys in the car or delete an important computer file accidentally. NPR's John Hamilton reports that now scientists say they've found evidence that the oops center isn't just detecting errors, it's trying to prevent them.
People often realize they've screwed up long before anything bad happens. That puzzled a team of researchers led by Joshua Brown at Washington University in St. Louis.
When you see the police officer sitting there with the radar gun and you see that your speed is 20 miles an hour over the speed limit, how is it that you know that that's going to be a problem? You've learned that somehow.
But how? And Brown's team had another question about the brain.
If it can learn that, you know, to recognize when you've made a mistake, might it not also learn to recognize when you're about to make a mistake? Because that would be even more useful, because then you might be able to avoid making the mistake in the first place.
To answer these questions, Brown's team simulated the brain's oops center on a computer. The computer not only learned to recognize mistakes, it learned to recognize conditions that often led to mistakes. Brown suspected the same thing was happening in people, but he had to prove it. So he had volunteers play a computer game that required them to follow instructions.
We actually tricked them. We would tell them, okay, now press the left button, and then just a split second later, we'd say, oh, okay, no, cancel that, now press the right button. And the longer we waited to say, you know, cancel that, the more likely it was that it was too late and they'd already pressed the wrong button.
Not very nice, but the game offered players some help. A blue dash appeared on the screen when the researchers were trying to induce a mistake. A white dash appeared when they weren't. People playing the game weren't told about the clues, but their brain soon figured it out. Brown's team knows that because they used a scanner to monitor the oops center of each player's brain. It's technically known as the anterior cingulate cortex. The scanner showed that after playing the game for a while, just seeing the blue dash was enough to trigger this part of the brain.
They'd learned to pick up on the fact that when they saw that color cue, that they knew, or some part of their brain knew at least, that they were more likely to make a mistake.
And once they knew that, players took their time making decisions about which button to push. Brown says that response is a bit like hitting the brake once you see that police officer with a radar gun. It reduces the likelihood of an unpleasant experience. Jeff Schall is the Ingram Professor of Neuroscience at Vanderbilt University in Nashville. He used to work with Brown and says the study, published in this week's issue of Science, is very convincing. He also says it could help settle a dispute in the world of brain science. One camp has argued that the oops center simply responds to mistakes. The other contends that it becomes active when we're wrestling with the kind of difficult decisions that can lead to mistakes.
Those two alternative hypotheses have, you know, rather dominated this literature for the last 5-6 years. And this paper does a very nice job of unifying them.
Schall says Brown's work offers a much more sophisticated view of the oops center. It serves as a sort of early warning system that's trying to help us avoid harmful mistakes. Schall says understanding the oops center also could help explain what goes wrong in the brains of people with certain mental illnesses.
There's evidence in schizophrenics, for example, that there's disrupted or reduced connections of this part of the brain.
Researchers are still trying to understand precisely what's going on. In the meantime, you can blame your oops center the next time you send that highly personal email to everyone in the office. John Hamilton, NPR News.